Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, we often talk about alternative asset classes.
Yes. Right?
So things that don't fit into the traditional asset allocation or asset definition of cash, stocks, or bonds, right? All terms. So lots of things that can fit in that category. You can have things like gold and commodities, and there's a whole bunch of stuff. But there's an asset class that we're interested in, and we follow along, which is called a market-neutral long-short strategy.
Correct, yeah. And so when we talk about our five-pillar investment strategy approach, one of the pillars is the alternative trading concept.
Correct.
And when you're looking at a alternative way to trade in the market, so it's not correlated to the stock market or has low correlation, those types of things, you don't have the volatility. That's why we brought it in, and we didn't think of this ourselves. We shamelessly adopted it from smart people like the Yale Foundation,
yeah.
And as well as other pension plans who've been doing it. So we wanted to bring the brains behind the operation onto our show to kind of explain what that is, and then what can we expect out of that kind of an asset class?
Yeah, and just educate about what alternatives and alternative trading strategies are. We've got Tim Elliott joining us. Tim's the president of CCNL Funds. Tim, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Sure, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
So let's just maybe talk a little bit about, I'm not sure I did justice to the definition of an alternative asset class. If you want to expand on that, feel free. But I want to get your thoughts to a layperson, what this whole idea of a market neutral strategy is. What is this alternative strategy, and why would somebody be interested in it?
Sure, absolutely. So as you had said, Dave, alternative investments are simply investments that are not traditional investments, which would be your stocks and your bonds. And because these alternative investments behave differently than stocks and bonds, when you combine them into your portfolio, you end up with a similar return objective, but with a much smoother ride or less volatility. With a market neutral strategy, as opposed to just buying the stocks in the market that we think will outperform and ignoring the stocks we think are going to underperform, we actually do a combination of buying the stocks we think will outperform and short selling the stocks that we think will underperform. And so we end up neutralizing the market. We own as many stocks long as we do short. And really the return from that strategy comes from the difference or spread in returns between our long positions and our short positions.
Now, so walk us through a little bit about the theory behind that. And you made the comment, what will be music to people's ears right now, because we've had a lot of volatility at the last part of last year, smoothing out that ride. How do you accomplish doing that?
Sure thing. Well, let's take our global market neutral strategy, for example. So we have a long-term expected return on that strategy of about 8%, which is about the long-term expected return from the stock market.
Right.
However, the risk or volatility of our strategy is about half of that of the stock market. And a good year in the stock market doesn't necessarily make for a good year in our strategy, and vice versa. 2008, for instance, was a terrible year for global stock markets, but was quite a good year for our global market neutral strategy. And so it's, as we all know, difficult or impossible to predict when each of these strategies are going to outperform. And so what institutional investors do is they combine stock portfolios, bond portfolios, and market neutral portfolios together. And therefore, you cut out the highest highs, but also the lowest lows, and you end up achieving or giving yourself a chance to achieve your long-term objectives, but without the same kind of volatility along the way.
Now, if risk is sort of, and volatility is front of mind for a lot of people, we talk about this, the alternatives in this particular strategy having no correlation, Faisal said, to say the equity markets, the stock markets, even though the underlying investments are long and short stocks. Maybe, again, in layman's terms, the best you can, Tim, explain when an institutional investor adds a piece of this kind of a strategy to a portfolio, what does it do in terms of what does a non-correlation mean, and what's the experience an investor will have?
Sure, absolutely. So the in the investor's portfolio on a given day or a week or year, they're going to have certain strategies and securities that are doing better and those that are doing worse. And unfortunately, human emotion tends to work at odds with sound investing. So when something is working really, really well, we want to own more of it. And when something's not working, we want to own less of it. But oftentimes, that is, in fact, the wrong thing to be doing. And so because we tend to react poorly to these periods of maximum optimism or maximum pessimism, there's a real benefit if you can cut out those peaks and troughs from your returns experience. And so when you incorporate something like a market neutral strategy that has performed well over time but performs well at different periods than stock and bond markets into your stock and bond portfolios, you end up with simply a smoother path.
One thing about investing in alternatives is it like you mentioned, it does reduce volatility of the overall portfolio. But when you look at that investment, and we'll just talk about market neutral in general, what's the time or patience that a person needs to have with a strategy like this? Like, how long of an investment time period should you have with this kind of investment? Because there are times, like you've mentioned, and in recent markets, generally speaking, these market neutral or long short strategies have not done as well as the markets have, the stock market in Canada or US, primarily the US is what I'm referring to. But when you look at someone who wants to invest in this type of a strategy, how long should they be keeping it as part of their portfolio to actually see the results that you're mentioning?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, because we are targeting a return above the risk-free rate, you know, which might be 2% today, and we're targeting 8%, so clearly we have to take on risk to try and target a better return than simply holding cash. And so anytime you're taking on risk, that you're going to expose yourself to the potential to, you know, go down as well as going up. And certainly we saw that in the stock market, especially in Q4 of last year, with markets generally peak to trough down somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20% during that period. We do not expect the same kind of dramatic peaks and troughs in a market neutral strategy, but we do not expect it to deliver 8% every single year. That is not something that you can do when you're taking on risk. And so to your question, Faisal, about time horizon, we would view 5 years or an average time horizon for an equity investor as a reasonable time frame to experience the benefits of this strategy. Important to keep in mind, though, because we are not taking any exposure to the direction of stock markets, if the U.S. stock market is up 30% and our market neutral strategy is up 8%, then that is, we've achieved our objective. If the U.S. stock market is down 30%, we are still targeting that same positive 8% return. So again, very unrelated to the direction of the stock market, and also with significant less risk or volatility.
And I think that's what we need to have a bit more of an understanding when investing in these types of alternative investments, is that it's not going to match what the market does. And so it is targeted for a return. And we're in the example you've used is 8%. That's an absolute return over a market cycle. That's important for people to know, because could you imagine, Dave, that if the markets were down negative, let's say 10% over a 5-year period, which is possible, mm-hmm. it's happened in the past, mm-hmm. and the market neutral strategy is positive, right, which is great, but if it's negative 5, it's still a failure in their eyes,
right?
And that's, I think people have to understand that, because when it comes to portfolios, people benchmark or compare themselves to some sort of market out there versus what they really need. And I like the way that you know, these guys, CCNL, do it for this portfolio, or how we use them in our portfolios for that absolute return over a certain period of time. And that's what we're targeting. So Tim, when you're meeting with institutional investors, now we're talking about the smart guys with big money, what are some of the things that they're asking you today that maybe they weren't asking 5 years ago?
Sure, absolutely. So the good news with our institutional investors and some of the investment advisory teams that we work with that behave like institutions and incorporate these strategies is not a whole lot has changed. What is important to them to understand is, do we have the same probability of being successful in the next 5 years as we were in the last 5 years. Unfortunately, we all know we can't buy past performance. And so when you're investing with a given strategy or a given investment manager, what you're really trying to give yourself is the highest probability of future success. So has anyone on our team left? Is there anything that we're doing differently that will make it more difficult to have the same kind of success as we've had in the past? As you both well know, we're a very large privately owned organization, and one of the benefits is that we tend to have very, very low turnover in our personnel. People don't leave. And so because our institutional clients have confidence that we have the same team employing the same process that has delivered success over a long period of time, that they can take comfort in the fact that we have the same probability of future success as we had 5 or 10 or 15 years ago.
Tim, I want to thank you for your time. We can't do this topic justice in 10 minutes, but I think you've done a really good job at a very high level giving people an understanding of what an alternative asset class is and how these market neutral strategies fit within a portfolio. Thanks for your time.
Anytime, guys. Very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Been joined by Tim Elliott, President, CCNL Funds. Gentlemen, we know well, and we've in fact had speak at our last retirement conference for our client base, and he did a very good job of educating people in this space. And we're going to talk about this in the context of the bigger picture, right? How to bulletproof your retirement, how to make sure that you get the highest probability, as Tim said, the highest probability of success of maintaining that lifestyle that you've envisioned.
Yeah, and how do we use our five-pillar investment strategy approach to reach those goals? We'll discuss that on February 19th now. Remember, our January session is completely full. We have opened up the February 19th at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer for their next session. Give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
And if you can't make the south location, we also have opened up the March location for back in the north again. So again, if you're interested in that, let us know. Stay tuned after the break, because we're going to be talking to Alberta's finance minister, Joe Cece, about his party's plans to boost the Alberta's economy. It's something on everybody's mind. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.